Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Hello, and thanks for joining Healthy Voyager Radio. I'm Carolyn Scott, a.k.a. The Healthy Voyager from healthyvoyager.com, and I've got a great show for you today, so I'm very happy that you were able to join me. I have a few event announcements to make first before we get on with today's show, and some of them are this month and some are next, so you may hear these a few times, but it's always good to remind those of us who are either are in town or who might be popping into town for the later events. Anyhow, so the first one is the LA Eco Arts Tour. That is this Saturday, April 17th, and it's the kickoff event for a 10-stop high-profile citywide eco arts tour that LA has started at LA-owned cultural facilities. There'll be all kinds of live entertainment and performers and food and eco vendors, and all of it is kind of an initiative to make LA the greenest city there is. I know that the mayor will be stopping by, and it should be a lot of fun. If you want to find out more about that event this Saturday, check out www.acfcla.org. Again, that's ACF as in Frank, CLA.org. And that's for the LA Eco Arts Tour starting this Saturday. Coming up in a few weeks here in April is the first of monthly Healthy Voyager Wine Club vegan flight nights. Like I mentioned before, back over the holidays, I launched the Healthy Voyager Wine Club, and that features vegan, organic, and biodynamic wines, and you can get those either as single purchases or kind of like a wine of the month club. You can get one bottle a month or two bottles, excuse me, depending on whatever program you want to try. So I figured a great way to showcase the wines would be to pair them with fabulous vegan food. So the first one will be this April 28th. And it is pairing yummy, gourmet chocolates, all kinds of vegan chocolates and cookies and ice creams and anything that is chocolatey and vegany and will go with these fabulous wines. So if you want to check out information as to time, place, price to reserve seats, etc., just check out healthyvoyager.com/HVWineClubEvents.html. I know that's a long URL, but if you want to go the easy route, just go to the homepage of healthyvoyager.com and you can click on the little bubble alert that says, you know, Wine Club Flight Nights, and it'll take you right to the page. But if you're ambitious, check out healthyvoyager.com/HVWineClubEvents.html. And that's where you'll find all the information, or again, on the front page. The last event that I'll be chatting about is World Fest, and that is Sunday, May 16th from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's a huge vegan festival outdoors. They've got music and speakers and tons of food, lots of shopping, eco stuff. It's really a great time. There's also animal adoptions and a lot of really neat stuff for kids. So it's a good family fun day. And you can find out all the information as far as ticket prices to get in and the speakers and the schedule at worldfestevents.com. And that's plural, worldfestevents.com. All right, so we have been chatting spring cleaning and cooking and fitness and wellness, etc. And since we're still in spring, today's show will be kind of keeping with that theme. As most of you may know, Earth Day is coming up, and this year is the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. So today's guest will touch on that in the way of greening your life and your surroundings, as well as taking an active role in your health, because that's kind of like greening yourself, right? Being healthy. And basically, when you take healthy preventative measures to keep yourself healthy, you, in essence, are working on the most whole and energy efficient stuff. So you're like your own little Prius, which is really how our bodies were meant to run, you know, clean fuel, just like Mother Earth, right? So really kind of goes hand in hand. First off, I know that the healthcare debate has really fueled some serious fires all over the country, but no matter what side of the argument you might be on, there's no denying that health starts in the kitchen from within. The old adage of an apple a day keeps the doctor away is so incredibly true, especially these days. But although it takes more than just an apple a day, you can really turn food into medicine and start healing your body from the inside out. And from then, you really start to wean yourself off of, you know, the bad stuff, and you will wean yourself off, you know, any need to seek out medical attention and toxic drugs for every little thing. And not, you know, obviously if you break your arm or you're in a car accident, of course you're going to need the doctor, but you know, having to run to the doctor for the tiniest little sniffle, you don't need to do that. And you most likely will be able to fight it off much more easily if you start to use food as your medicine. I know I've mentioned in the past that PCRM, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, is a great resource because it's an organization made up of real MDs who are promoting the importance of a healthy diet and in preventing many diseases and ailments from a healthy diet. I know that many folks really shun the idea of visiting an alternative medical practitioner because they may not understand exactly what they do. But in the case of PCRM, they're all real physicians who went to med school and they've practiced for years. And what they're doing is just integrating health and nutrition into their practice. So it's kind of a whole approach, whole foods, whole life, whole body, whole health, whole mind approach. And my first guests today do just that. So I'm excited to chat with them. Secondly, that since Earth Day is around the corner, I'm very happy that my second guest is a wealth of green information, and she's got a lot of information that is super fun and doable, not a complete overhaul. I know that we don't have many people don't have the funds to solar power their homes entirely or run out and buy a Prius. So really, it just starts with the little things, and by little things, it can be products, it can be activities, your food, so many ways to green your life easily and affordably. And whether you think it's bandwagon-y or not, going green doesn't hurt. So in fact, it can even save you some money. So for that reason alone, it's a good idea to start implementing a few eco things into your life this Earth Day. On top of it, going green is better for your health too. So be sure to check out my write-up next week on Earth Day, Earth Day tips and activities. And you'll see some ways that you can help yourself and your wallet and your world with very little effort. All right, so let's take a short break and we will be right back to chat with some awesomely responsible physicians, Dr. Litteman and his wife, Dr. Pooled, in just a few. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio. My first guests are fabulous holistic doctors and authors of a book called Keep It Simple, Keep It Whole, a husband and wife dynamic doctor duo. I am very happy to have on the show with me today from the Exalis Health and Wellness Center, Drs. Matthew Letterman and Alona Poolde. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
how are
you
today? Oh, good. How are you guys?
We're great.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm very excited to share your story and your information with all of my listeners.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So tell us a little bit about your story and what brought you to practice, holistic medicine.
So I was pre-med at UCLA and was completely disillusioned with the medical system. It had become such an institution, and it was devastating to see patients come in and you had 5 to 10 minutes to actually try and connect with them, treat them, and then send them out the door. And it really was like a factory rather than a place where we can provide true health care for patients, which is why I went into medicine, to really try and help people. And at the same time, I was volunteering at an HIV clinic. And I was paired up with an acupuncturist, and I fell in love with Chinese medical philosophy and the idea of really nurturing the patient, both emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. And the acupuncturist spent 20 to 30 minutes with each patient, and then gave them an acupuncture treatment. The whole duration of the treatment was about an hour, and it really resonated with me. So I actually went to get my Chinese medical degree first, and there my mentor was a teacher from China who taught who actually learned both Western and Eastern medicine. And she said, in order to be a comprehensive provider, you really should learn both. So she really encouraged me to go back to medical school. And after completing acupuncture school and practicing for a couple years, I actually went back and got my medical degree. But the purpose was always to kind of unite East and West to create a more holistic healthcare modality that I could provide to my patients. And then I met my husband, who will tell you his story, but he was really focused on nutrition and lifestyle medicine. And that was perfectly complementary to what I had been studying, and so together it really provided a comprehensive model that we can deliver to our patients.
Excellent. I completely understand the situation. I myself was looking at a career in medicine and felt very much the same way and left it. So kudos that you kept going and saw the value in combining the two. And Dr. Letterman, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started and what brought you to decide on holistic as opposed to traditional medicine?
Well, I was actually becoming more and more disenchanted with medicine and how it really just didn't work when it came to chronic disease, which is what we saw most often as doctors. I mean, if you break your arm or you have I did a rotation in medical school in the trauma surgery, you know, they were fantastic. But when it came to seeing patients in the clinic with diabetes and low energy and not feeling good and being depressed and having heart disease, despite doing everything they were told and taking all their pills, they just weren't getting better. In fact, they were feeling terrible. We were always fighting. You know, I wanted them to take their pills. They didn't want to take them because they weren't helping them. And it was this cycle back and forth. And I almost got out of medicine altogether, but then stumbled across some people that were treating patients with this nutrition and lifestyle-based approach. John McDougall, in particular, was doing this, and contacted him, and he was really warm and welcoming and said, come on up here to Santa Rosa, and you can see what I'm doing in my live-in program. And I did, and it was a shock to just see people getting better, one patient after another, happy and excited and empowered. And I said, this is what I want to do. And he, you know, sort of took us under his wing and helped us learn how to take patients off medications. And we, you know, read up on our own and built our own practice up so that we could treat patients focusing on getting them healthy, using medication when appropriate, getting them off medications when appropriate as well, and seeing the same happy patient, which is unusual in the general Western practice.
Right, right. How do you think your practice benefits patients over traditional medical practices?
Well, I think from my experience, working in traditional medical practice, a lot of what we can offer patients, we're pretty regulated to pills and procedures. And in our clinic, we really try and empower the patients to take control over their own health, you know, and just like Dr. Letterman said, you know, we try, when appropriate, to take them off of their medications. We try to educate them on their health and their health issues. And we try to provide them with a diet and lifestyle that can really help them attain their health goals.
So how would a typical session be? Let's say if someone came into your office with just a common illness like strep throat or a cold or something like that, what would be your typical meeting with a patient?
Well, right now we focus on the lifestyle change program. So we don't see people for just the strep throat. We don't see people for just the common cold. We get people that have multiple medical issues that aren't acute issues. We deal with acute issues if they come up, you know, during the program, but we really try to see people who want to make these lifestyle changes, as well as educate or learn about the treatments that are offered to them. In other words, someone with breast cancer would come in and say, "Hey, my doctor's telling me I need chemotherapy and radiation and having mastectomy," and we go over with them the data behind that so they can understand it and make a truly informed decision. And that's part of the process, is educating them so they can become experts in their own medical issues. We also then do a practical component, which is teaching them how to actually make these changes. When we were first starting out, we would actually go with them to their houses and help them learn how to make some of these dishes, clean out their pantry, go shopping. It was sort of a comprehensive half a day spent together. Now we have other people that help do that. But the focus is the same, which is to teach them how to actually make these new lifestyle changes. Then there's the other part, which is the education, the nutrition education, as far as why we're telling you to eat what we are, the evidence behind how nutrition is really strongly connected to diets, that people don't just take our word for it, but they really understand it on a core level.
So basically, overall whole wellness as opposed to just symptomatic, Band-Aid.
right. Treating symptoms doesn't work, and it doesn't make patients happy or healthy.
Right. So like you mentioned, diet and nutrition counseling plays a major part in your practice. So going back to the older question, as far as like if someone came in with a strep throat, obviously that's not your focus. What is your focus? Like if someone was new coming into the practice, what would be your beginning meeting, your initial consultation entail as far as diet and nutrition?
So the initial consultation starts off with them at home. It's usually a two-hour initial consultation, and they fill out an extensive preliminary assessment and get lab work drawn prior to even seeing us, so that we go in, we already have, we know their history. We don't waste any time during the appointment doing that, whereas we know everything as far as their history and their lab work, and we have a program already set up that we think would be best for them. It's tailored to their needs, their obstacles, which are all elicited during through this preliminary assessment. And then we spend that time educating them about their labs, what their illnesses are, what we think are priorities to take care of. There's something called the Optimum Health Continuum, which you, if you've read our book, you know about that. And it explains all of the factors, not just diet, although diet's a very important one, that need to be addressed when treating someone comprehensively. And that includes exercise and clean habits as far as alcohol, tobacco, drugs, caffeine, sleep is addressed, overall well-being and stress levels. And we have to focus on what's most important for that person right now, as well as what they can handle as far as change in their life at this time. And we sort of, it's a back and forth dialogue to see what they can handle and what would be best for them at that time.
Excellent. And you just mentioned your book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So we just, our book, Keep It Simple, Keep It Whole, was really intended to provide an essential guide to optimum health. And our approach was really to allow people who read it to transition into a better diet and better diet, nutrition, and lifestyle. And in it, we do a lot of the things that we make the suggestions that we discuss with a lot of our patients in the clinic as well. So we talk about nutrition. We talk about an optimum health continuum and the things that we have seen or think are important components of obtaining optimum health. And then worksheets and guide tip guides and suggestions on how to make an individual transition to optimum health.
How do you see holistic and preventive medicine evolving in the future?
I think it's going to be the way of the future. It has to be. Right now with the healthcare system the way it is and people not getting the healthcare they need, one of the major issues that I think get overlooked is how the healthcare, it's not just a lack of access to healthcare, It's how our healthcare system currently doesn't focus on making people healthy. And holistic and preventative medicine needs to be emphasized. They're not preventative. Sometimes preventative medicine is considered you have to get on your blood pressure pill, you have to get your immunization, you have to get this weight loss pill, you have to get on your cholesterol pill, and that's not preventative medicine the way we look at it. Our preventative medicine is truly making them healthy through the diet and lifestyle changes, and then using medications when appropriate. So it's the only way that the healthcare system is going to be saved is by getting people healthy and using your medical insurance to treat the catastrophic illnesses and disasters and what it's intended to be, so that when people are sick, it's rare, they heal quickly, it's not as severe, and it can be handled by the system. Right now we're taxing the system way too much.
Mm-hmm. Now, quickly going back to your book, Alona, now is that book required reading for all of your patients?
It is highly recommended to most of all of our patients. And a lot of the patients who actually come in have read the book and are inspired to come into the clinic for further evaluation and further support in their journey to optimum health.
Oh, good. And later in our interview, I'll have you guys mention where people can purchase the book, because I think it's a wonderful read.
Oh, thank you.
What do you think is the most common misconception about holistic medicine?
So I've had a lot of experience in that, being both an MD and an acupuncturist, and people will look at holistic medicine and they just think complementary medicine, they think inferior medicine, they think quackery. And I think that opinion in the public is changing. But I think in the medical community, we still struggle to maintain or to obtain credibility with this term holistic medicine.
And the term is over, I don't even know if it's overused might not be correct, but it's taken advantage of. I think there are some people that are selling things that not only are not proven but don't really work, and I think that gives everybody else a bad name. And I think that patients just need to be careful as far as looking into evidence behind different treatments, but then also being open to trying them, provided they're safe, and seeing what works for them. Now, just because there's no evidence doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means you have to use a little bit more caution. But I think that sometimes people are taken advantage of, particularly when they're desperate. Someone who's just got a diagnosis of cancer can do some and can fall into some amazing. What would be the word? Pitfalls. And I think you have to just be careful with that. But holistic in of itself is a great term, because it's treating everything, it's focusing on everything. But like I said, some people take advantage of that term.
Right, right. So for those listeners who don't happen to live in Los Angeles, what tips would you have for them on how to start taking an active role in their health?
I think getting educated, and I think you can do that. There are a lot of books out there. Keep It Simple, Keep It Whole is one of many. Dr. McDougall has a number of books on optimizing health. You do have to take an active role. It's not just passively through osmosis going to come to you. But I think starting with a good book is a great idea. And I know that here at Exalis, we also offer phone consultations, which involve education as a whole, more than medical advice. So we focus on really educating patients on whatever health topics they're interested in. And we have a lot of patients calling from all over the country to get information.
Oh, that's excellent news, because I know many people who don't have the opportunity to speak to physicians like yourselves, because they're in an area that just doesn't exist.
Right. The key there is that it's a phone education session. So you can't give medical advice over the phone. You can't treat somebody over the phone, but you can give them information as far as the statistics or the data behind cholesterol medication or chemotherapy or whatever their health topic is, or you know, the reason, you know, the evidence behind nutrition and treating certain diseases. So you can give them general education, but you can't treat them medically and go through their personal medical history and then give them specific medical recommendations. We can only do that if you see us where we're licensed to practice medicine, which would be in, you know, California.
Right. So if someone is looking for a holistic physician in their area, might you know of any good resources to look up that information?
Unfortunately, right now, there's not a lot of great resources for that. And that, you know, there, you know, Colin Campbell's website has a practitioner locator. Dr. McDougall has a practitioner locator on his website. But for the most part, it's people can just put themselves on those and list themselves. So the patients have to still be, you know, careful and diligent about really looking into the different services that they're offering and making sure they're credible. And often you can get recommendations. So people will ask us, do you know somebody in a certain area? And if we do, we can give them that recommendation, and it works well that way as well.
Excellent. Where can we find out more about you and your practice, the Exalus Health and Wellness Center, and your book?
So we have a website. It's www.exalus, which is E-X-S-A-L-U-S. And we talk about ourselves as well as our practice, our services. So it's www.exalus.com. We talk about our practice, about ourselves, about the services that we offer, and about our book as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, both of you, for making the time to come on the show today. You have wonderful information, and I hope that people that are in the area will seek you out, and people who aren't in the area will call you for information and your knowledge. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Stay with us, because after the break, I welcome Tracy Hepler from Your Daily Thread.
Free speech.
Free speech.
Free speech is not Republican.
Free speech is not Democratic.
Free speech.
Free speech is not.
Free speech is not liberal.
Not conservative.
Free speech is not a political party.
Free speech.
Free speech is.
Free speech is American.
There are a lot of things that we don't agree on. Thank goodness we have one thing that we can. Be thankful for free speech, because it is who you are. It is American.
A message from the National Association of Broadcasters Education Foundation and this station.
Thanks for coming back to Healthy Voyager Radio. My next guest is a local LA gal whose mission is to turn LA green. Having launched her successful website, Your Daily Thread, only a year ago with her best friend, Tracy has staked her claim on greening the city of angels. With me now is Miss Tracy Hepler. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Sure.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to have you on, because you're doing a lot of great stuff here in town, which is actually reaching out past the town. And I'm excited to kind of tell listeners who aren't in LA about you and your site, and hopefully bring some people outside of LA onto Your Daily Thread.
Thank you. Well, yeah, we're excited to spread our awareness, and we're looking to spread to other cities outside of Los Angeles too. So we are started in LA, but we hope not to be only in LA, though it obviously will always have a special place in our heart.
Perfect. So tell me a little bit, for those of us who don't know, about Your Daily Thread. What is Your Daily Thread?
Your Daily Thread is an online magazine for the eco-curious. So it is a fun little daily email that gives you a different tip, whether it's something that you can do, a local business you can support, a place you can volunteer, and different things happening around the city that are either green or socially conscious, and just kind of helps people feel better about themselves and about the community.
What was the reason behind you wanting to start the site?
After college, my best friend who I started it with and I, we both traveled a lot. We traveled and just kind of saw different countries and the way things work. And I don't know if you've ever gone traveling for a long period of time, but when you, if you do, you kind of like get that itch, like, okay, what's the city all about when you get to a new place? After traveling all that time, and we moved back to LA, and even though I'd grown up here as a little kid, I hadn't really lived in the center of the city, and I wanted to know what LA was about and wanted to find things that were fun to do, but that were beyond just kind of shopping and going to clubs and bars and things like that. Things that, you know, finding things that I was not only interested in, but that I could support, places I could volunteer, and businesses that were doing really good things. When I also go back from my travels, An Inconvenient Truth had just come out, and it just really impacted me. And I had always been someone who cared about the environment and recycled, and I was a commissioner of ecology in junior high, but it never really hit home until I really saw that. And also, when I traveled, I didn't have a car for about 7 months. And being that I'm born and raised in LA, I've had a car since birth. So that was like a really interesting experience to not have a car and just have just a few things that I could carry in a backpack. It just changed my perspective. So all those things combined really inspired me to try to find the things in LA that were making it a better place and share it with others.
Nice. Now, how do you think LA has grown green-wise since you started your daily thread?
I think LA has grown green-wise immensely. There's so many people who are so excited to get involved. There's so many events. We have a great events calendar on yourdailythread.com that's open to the public to submit. And there's like at least, I'd say 20 to 40 any given week. And right now, especially as Earth Day is approaching, there are so many events happening. And despite being the city of cars and smog, there is a big community in LA who really care about the environment. And even if they aren't, you know, what we consider the traditional tree huggers or hippie, they're like really modern, down-to-earth people who really just care and want to support the right things. So I think LA is actually a really green town despite our car addiction. I think if we kick that, we'd really be green, but it's something.
Yeah, it's so spread out. It's pretty tough. It'd be nice to think that we could kick the car habit, but until the public transit system in town gets a little better, I think.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think are your most popularly read categories on your site?
Our most popularly read categories definitely is the green living category and the events calendar. Our site's broken down into 5 days. The reason is I'm a very proactive person. I love to learn about different things all the time. So I thought of what are the different things I like to do, and we focused in on that. So we do active lifestyle, green living, wellness and beauty, a weekend guide, and food and fashion. So kind of giving everyone a little spice and variety of life. And however, everyone is really interested in the green living. I think it has to do a little bit with the DIY component, and it's just, people are really interested in that, and it just does really well with us. And the events, too. People love checking out the events and looking at the calendar.
And you have emails that, like an email blast, right? And how often does that come out?
We have a free daily email Monday through Friday. Just
okay,
once a day.
So it is daily thread.
Yes, it is a daily thread.
Good. Now, I've been to a ton of YDT events. Tell us how you choose to get involved with the events that you are involved with.
Well, it's always hard. There's so many events to be involved in, and it's sometimes difficult to pick and choose. But I try to support things that are in line with our values, or if it's friends of mine who are doing something that I want to help support. And also just not always focusing on the green crowd. The following weekend, we're going to be at Unique at Los Angeles, which is a huge independent design and gift show in downtown LA. They don't necessarily have a green component, except for it started a eco lounge that we help curate. And so it's not necessarily targeted at a green-only crowd, but because it's such a big crowd, we're able to kind of reach new people and, you know, prod the eco-curious, as I like to call them, who might not, you know, always find this information as readily as those who are super interested.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a great idea to
especially the way that you guys do it. It is kind of bite-sized, easy, easily digestible kind of green information and not the complete overhaul of being an insane tree hugger.
No, and I think the reality of our world is that there, you have to make it accessible to people. People will change, but it's not easy. And it's, and if they feel threatened, they sometimes don't want to do it. But I think we have to keep reaching out to the people in the middle, the people, the independent thinkers, the people who will accept our olive branch, because we need everybody really to jump on board, not just people who are traditional tree huggers or anything like that. That's just such a small percentage of the population. We need to reach as many people as we can.
What do you think sets you apart from other green sites?
I think what sets us apart is that we are not necessarily the most traditional green people. I am a valley girl. I grew up in suburbia, and you know, I'd say a pretty mainstream person. But despite not necessarily growing up in the wilderness or anything that really connected me with the environment, I still found that connection. And so we really try to, kind of like with the events, just reach as many people as we possibly can by not overwhelming them and letting them come on board, even if it's just a baby step, even if it's just something simple. Each step always leads to one more step, and so we just really try to kind of be that facilitator of the first step.
So what do you hope to accomplish with YDT, and how do you see it growing?
Our goal is to go to a regional model. So we hope to be in New York and Chicago within the next couple of years, and eventually to San Francisco. And just reason why we really like the regional model is that if you can see something within your community, then you'll really connect with it. If I see a park or a beach that needs to be cleaned up in my backyard, I'm obviously going to care more than if it's somewhere far away where I'm detached and it doesn't affect my day-to-day. So I do think that having regional community newsletters is really important because it gets you involved in your hometown. So our goal is to, you know, expand to other hometowns and bring people on board who live in other cities and can kind of create your daily thread, but within their own cities and style.
How do you think the green movement is going to look in the next 5 to 10 years?
Bigger. more modern, more kind of, and also I think just more ingrained in everyday society. I think that certain things that you, right now it's like, oh, well, this is green. I don't think you'll have to say that in a couple of years with certain things. But I do think that it's important to always, even if as things improve, to just always push for more, because this type of change takes time. And I think 5 or 10 years from now, we'll still have a lot of work to do. But I think right. It will be improved.
Yeah, I agree. I think things will just be green without having to say it. You know, we don't have to say we have color TV anymore. You know, it stopped being black quite a long time ago. So it just
exactly.
So do you have any simple tips on how to start going green?
Yeah, we actually just kicked off first national product, which is an online Going Green boot camp. This, like you said, we're an LA-based site, but this boot camp can be done no matter where you live, even if it's outside of the U.S. And essentially, it's a month-long online little camp, and for the whole month, Monday through Friday, you'll get a free email, and it will give you tips on how to go green, from like your energy consumption to your food to meat and fish purchases to eco fashion to cleaning products to your office, really kind of tone you in on the fundamentals and kind of get you into what we like to call tip-top green shape and turn you from an eco zero to an eco hero. Mm-hmm. So that I think would be great for anyone kind of getting started off, because you'll have all the resources right there.
And it's national, right? So it's not just people in LA.
Not at all. Anybody can sign up anywhere, and it's totally, totally free, and it's fun, and we're doing it right now. We launched it a couple of weeks ago, and it's still happening right now. So if, even if you didn't sign up for the beginning, you could still totally get on board. But in terms of something kind of more action-oriented that I think everybody can do, is the most simple thing, if you're not already kind of doing a reusable situation within your bags, your water bottle, your coffee mug, just doing that one little simple step, and it's so easy, and you don't even have to buy anything. You probably have a jug in your house. You probably have an extra bag somewhere in your closet. Just grab them, take them with you, and just minimize waste, conscious of, you know, the waste that you put into the world.
Excellent. Yeah, you're right. It's the littlest things that help, and like I said in my intro earlier, sometimes it's, even if you don't care about the green aspect of it, you're saving money. You're not constantly buying bottles and trash bags and all that.
Totally. I mean, even if you go to like a Starbucks or something and you bring your own mug, you'll save 10 cents. And yeah, it's 10 cents. But, you know, eventually over time, if you've got coffee 5 times a week, that's, you know, it adds up over the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For the upcoming 40th anniversary of Earth Day, what are some of the more popular events or activities going on here in town? And if you know of any nationwide that you think are cool to mention, do you have any of those?
Yeah, there's lots of events kind of happening. I'll be participating next weekend at the Unique LA show, and we're going to have a really great lounge, eco lounge, and we'll be doing DIY workshops on sewing and some preserving and just showcase some really cool design furniture. But in terms of big events happening in LA, I know James Cameron and the Avatar team are hosting a big event on Earth Day at Nokia Live in downtown LA, and Avatar also comes out that day. And a lot of little neighborhoods throughout LA, Silver Lake's having an Earth Day celebration, Santa Monica. Most communities are having something. And for people who kind of want to meet other green people, a nonprofit kind of grassroots organization in town called LA Green Drinks is hosting a big event at the Cherokee Lofts in the Fairfax, West Hollywood area. And if you kind of want to go meet other people and mingle and maybe do some networking, that might be a great one to go to, because it's a lot of people, you know, just kind of looking to go meet other green-minded people. And I believe there's like some really big rally in D.C. on Earth Day too, but unfortunately, I will be in L.A.
And all of this stuff is or should be on your calendar section, correct?
Totally. All the Earth Day events will be on our calendar section. And actually, we'll be sending out a kind of like our guide to Earth Day via email tomorrow, and it'll be on our website too.
Oh, good. So for anyone who hasn't signed up yet, if they sign up today, they'll get in just in time for all that info.
Definitely.
Good. So one more time, where can we find out some more about you, your daily thread, the boot camp, all that?
You can find all that information out at www.yourdailythread.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. For those of you who don't know, Tracy and I are good friends and like to work together on mutual greenness, healthiness. So I look forward to many more collaborations with Tracy. And you have some wonderful information on the green movement that isn't too taxing for most people, and that's what I like.
Thank you so much, and I really enjoy working with you too, and I can't wait to do it again.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Miss Tracy, everyone hang tight, because we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Too much salt can drive up blood pressure and increase risk for stroke and heart disease, two leading causes of death in the U.S. Most Americans eat more than double the amount of salt recommended by experts. It can come from places other than the salt shaker, in canned goods like soup and packaged foods like frozen dinners. It's also hiding in breads and cereals. Read food labels, enjoy more fresh fruits and vegetables, and look for low-sodium alternatives. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov. A message from CDC.
And we're back to wrap up Healthy Voyager Radio for this week. All right, make sure that you visit www.exsalus.com, that's E-X-S-A-L-U-S.com, as well as yourdailythread.com. You can follow them both on Facebook, and I know that YDT, Your Daily Thread, is on Twitter as well. They're great people and great sites to follow for sure. You can sign up for weekly and daily newsletters as well on your daily thread. And definitely check out what Exalis has to say about, you know, whole body health and wellness. Make sure you join me next week when I welcome vegan chefs and cooking teachers Jenny and Heather Goldberg of Spork Foods, as well as vegan hubby and wife team of Eva Lotus PR. We'll be chatting healthy food and cooking and media. So that'll be a fun show. Lots to talk about. I know that the girls are opening up their own freestanding cooking area / center / everything. It's pretty cool. And the folks at Eva Lotus have tons to talk about with a lot of their clients and films that they're representing. So it should be very interesting. As for Healthy Voyager, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, healthyvoyager.com, Facebook, all that good stuff. You can join the social networking site, healthyvoyagerpassportpals.ning.com. You can find me all over the web. You can check out my videos, blah, blah, blah. I'd like to thank again Dr. Letterman and Dr. Pooled, as well as Tracy Hepler, one more time for all of their great info today. Be sure to check out today's podcast as well as past shows on healthyvoyager.com under the shows page, as well as on iTunes and Zune if you got one of those. And you can also subscribe so you never miss a show on iTunes. And I believe you can do the same on Zune. And before we head out, I'm going to play us out with a song by an Aussie musician and a fellow veggie. Her name is Rosie Burgess. Actually, it's a trio, I believe. Rosie Burgess. The song is called Degree by Degree. And if you like what you hear, you can check them out at www.rosieburgess.com. That's R-O-S-I-E-B-U-R-G-E-S-S, rosieburgess.com. Alrighty, thanks so much for joining me today. Have an awesome weekend and enjoy Degree by Degree by Rosie Burgess. Peace.
Need to be brave to take it all on board. What if it's too late to stop these fires burning? Love keeps turning degree by degree.